goodsuccess.com.
Father, in the name of Jesus, thank you for the opportunity to be in your presence. Lord, we return all the glory to you. Be magnified and be exalted in Jesus' name. Let no one return back the same way in the name of Jesus. Lord, visit everyone tonight and let everyone have an encounter of a lifetime in the name of Jesus. Father, change everyone's story. As you have been doing it before, come and do it again. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. The topic remains how to intentionally have good success in life. Good success happens when we are able to achieve our goals and our plans, and we are able to see that happening without hurting other people and without hurting God. And I pray that even after today's episode, that everyone will begin to have good success that is unlimited, good success that cannot be stopped in the name of Jesus. Amen. Praise the Lord. Let's read some scriptures. Jeremiah 29:13, and it says, "And you will seek me and find me when you search for me with all your heart." 2 Chronicles 15:12-13 says, "Then they entered into a covenant to seek the Lord God of their fathers with all their hearts and with all their soul. And whoever would not seek the Lord God of Israel was to be put to death, whether small or great, whether man or woman." Deuteronomy 6:5 says, "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your strength." Colossians 3:23-24, it says, "And whatever you do, do it heartily as to the Lord and not to men, knowing that from the Lord you will receive the reward of the inheritance, for you serve the Lord Christ." Praise the Lord. One of the reasons pastors' prayers for people get answered fast is because they pray with the intention to get answers to prayers. Unlike when the person they are praying for, who prays with absent-mindedness and with doubts and sometimes confusion and anger, and you know, all the forms of emotions. When pastors pray or ministers pray, most times they are after the result they want to get. What are the results? They want to see the answers in your life because that's what gives them joy. But see, when you pray for yourself, most times you are focused on the problem instead of the answers you want to get. It makes a lot of difference. So most of those ministers, they pray with the intention to get answers. And that's what we call intentionality. There is the law of intentionality. They want to see answers. They want to see transformation in your life. You see them sweating and praying with the whole of their heart. And that is exactly the reason why most times, pastors who pray for people to have children, they also may still be waiting on the Lord for years. Why? Because praying for other people, they pray with energy. They pray because they want to see results. But when it comes to themselves, maybe they are questioning God. They pray with absent-mindedness and they are worrying and they are not thinking, "But God, why have you not answered me all this while?" So that's the difference. Intentionality. There's the law of intentionality that brings success in life. The difference between one Christian who gets results and the one who does not is often the difference in the engagement of their heart. Somebody engages with all his heart and wants to see results. If you look at the scriptures we read today, you see that everything had to do with the heart. He said, "You will seek me and find me when you seek me with all your heart." That means if I seek God without all, that's 100% of my heart, I won't find him. If I want him to solve a problem for me and I don't do that with all of my heart, I won't find him. So that's what God is saying. He said, they entered into a covenant with the Lord God of their father to seek him with all their heart. So it means that maybe they were seeking him before, but not with all their heart. But this time around, they wrote it down. They made a covenant that, "God, this is what I'm going to do," with all their heart, and they found him. He said, "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul." He said, "Whatever you do, do it heartily." The difference between somebody who serves God and sees the results and the blessings and someone who does not is most times the issue of the heart. Sometimes someone says, "The pastor said so, so, so and so in the preaching." And you know, you may find yourself saying, Really? When did he say that? I didn't hear, because your mind was absent at that particular point in time. So we need to be intentional about every aspect of our lives. We need to be intentional about listening. We need to be intentional about talking. When you are listening to someone with all your heart, that's how to do it. When you are talking to someone with all your heart, that is when result comes. So what are the seven areas of life? What are the areas of life where we should have intentional good success? Number one, being a child of God requires intentionality. There is no half-baked Christianity. There is no half-mindedness in being a Christian. No, we have to do it with all our hearts. And being a child of God requires holy living. 2 Corinthians 6:17, it says, "Wherefore, come out from among them and be ye separate, said the Lord. Touch not the unclean thing." That means a child of God must intentionally live a holy life. He must be separate from the world. That same 2 Corinthians 6:14 says, "What is the relationship between light and darkness?" He says we have to be different. He said, "Do not be unequally yoked with unbelievers. What fellowship has righteousness with lawlessness?" Meaning, as a believer, being intentional about being a child of God means that you'll be separate from the world. Not that you are leaving the world, not that you're not going to talk to people, but you are going to do your things differently. Holy living, being separate. Public declaration. Not that when you're among unbelievers, they don't know your difference. When they tell lies, you tell lies. When they drink, you drink. No, it has to be different. Public declaration. Jesus said, "Whoever declares me publicly in this evil and adulterous generation," he said, "whoever denies him in this world, he will also deny me before the Father." So being a child of God, we have to be intentional about that. Declaring publicly that I am a child of God, no matter where you are and no matter what you do. In music, in addressing, in our words, no vulgar language, no unholy slang. So the first area of life to be intentional for good success is being a child of God. You have to be successful in that area. Number two, prayer. We have to be intentional about our prayer life. Desires often determine the level of seriousness in prayer. If you have no desire in prayer, it's better you don't pray. Because the Bible says faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Not only that, the Bible tells us that faith is the reality that comes from the expectation we have. That means you are expecting something. That reality that comes after it is what faith is about. So if you are not expecting anything, you are not intentional about what you want to pray about, it's better you don't pray. Just sing praises and leave. Because that prayer will most likely be wasted. So number one, we want to have our desires in prayer. Intentional. What am I praying about? I want to pray about the kingdom of God. What am I praying about? I want to see people saved. Yes, that's my prayer. Then you look for the right scriptures and pray it. So we must be very intentional about our desires in prayer. Number one, not only intentionality about desires, but we must know that there is no other solution except God. I've seen several testimonies in church where somebody who has been in church, maybe even a pastor. I remember one particular testimony. These people have been married for maybe close to 20 years or so, no children. And when the wife was giving a testimony in Canaan, he said that year I determined at Shiloh to have my result now, to have my child now. I was like, so what happened all those years? Not because they were not praying, but maybe somebody felt, okay, I have money, IVF, maybe that's what they were focusing on and all that. They were still having alternatives. But maybe when all the alternatives failed, they said, okay, let's now concentrate on God. And that same year, the person became pregnant. Now, I've seen that testimony severally. Somebody said, oh, I came to that special program and I said, I will not be distracted. And that year, the person got the testimony. So what is this telling us? It is telling us that if you are not intentional in our prayer life, we may not have answers. No matter how much shaking or drama you do in your prayers, intentionality makes a lot of difference. In fact, if you do the summary, you know, sometimes when you see a big comprehension in English and they tell you to do the summary, sometimes a topic of like 5 pages may be summarized into one paragraph. Meaning that if you are intentional in prayer, that thing you've been praying for 30 days, sometimes maybe prayed in 5 minutes and you get answers. Intentionality. Like you are saying, God, you are the only one. You are focusing on God and you are praying with the whole of your heart without any distraction. And you see the answer coming in. So what is the other thing a child of God should be intentional about? Soul winning. Jesus told us severally that everyone must win souls. This year, you know, I've been engaging in soul winning vigorously for several years now, and it took a new turn in 2015. So for like 7 years, back to back, our church has been engaging in soul winning, and I've seen tremendous results. But what I'm talking about today is the results my team and I had this year. We are seeing people saved, but many of them, you know, after being saved, they will not just be established, they will leave and all that. We said, no, this year is going to be different. So we prayed intentionally. And when we go out, we are going now with the intention of seeing souls saved. It's made a whole lot of difference. That within a short time, many of them are now coming to church. Why? The whole difference was intentionality. If you are intentional about soul winning, you may have 10 souls in a day. And if you are not intentional, 10 years may go without one soul saved. Every child of God needs to be intentional about soul winning. What other things should a child of God be intentional about? Thanksgiving and gratitude. I think I mentioned this sometimes ago. If you are not intentional about your thanksgiving and gratitude life, you just assume you are giving thanks. You assume you are being grateful. But except you have a defined how and when to say thank you and how you want to show gratitude to both God and men, your gratitude may only end up in your mind and never find a definite or adequate expression. And let's watch out for the episode on gratitude. We'll be explaining this more. Now, when God does something, you need to determine how long you always praise God when He does something. Maybe 5 minutes, maybe 10 minutes. Try it. Praise God for 10 minutes over what He has done, and you may find out that it may be very difficult. So many Christians are not giving thanks. It was when I did that I realized that many Christians do not show gratitude. So we must be intentional about our gratitude. What other thing? Giving, tithes, and offerings. Now, somebody will say it's giving. But for example, if you made 5,000 in your currency, let's say dollars in a month, and you give, let's say, $200 out of it, somebody will say, ah, yes, you gave a lot. But God will say, no, you didn't give a lot, because the percentage of what you give based on what you receive is very small. So I think every Christian should give based on percentage. That's not talking about tithing now. God already told us the percentage of our tithing. But every other giving, we should give it based on percentage. That is the only time it becomes acceptable. Because if you are a big person, God has blessed you tremendously. And you are giving what people think is big. But when you compare what you are giving based on what you are receiving from God, the percentage is very small. Then God will say, see, this one is not serious. So we all need to be intentional about our giving, about our tithes, and about our offerings. What other things should a Christian be intentional about? Business and personal growth. I was listening to John Maxwell recently, and he said the defining moment of his life came when he became intentional about growth and about becoming a better person. If you are not intentional about it, you just wish and wish and wish, and 10 years may go, you have done nothing to intentionally grow. That certification you want to do, the exam you want to write, that will determine your growth in your place of work, on your business, that business you want to start, but you need to take a course. You may push it and push it and see that in the next 10 years, you are still wishing to do it if you are not intentional about it. What does it mean to be intentional? Please listen to the past episode on programming. You need to program. You need to tell yourself, this is when I'm going to engage in this. So we need to be intentional about business and personal growth. What other thing are we supposed to be intentional about? Time management. And let's also listen to that last episode. It talks so much on programming. It all starts with a decision to maximize time, which is God's most precious and equal gift to all. The only gift God gives to everybody that is so equal, that I know about, that is very, very equal, is time. Everybody has 24 hours, whether you are rich or poor or wicked or good, 24 hours. But how you use those 24 hours will determine so many things. In fact, it determines eternity. So we want to be intentional about how to maximize time. Let's also listen to the last episode on programming, how to program your life for good success, to learn more about that. What things should we also be intentional about? Rest, healthy eating, and exercise. Rest, healthy eating, and exercise. We talked about also that most people, especially ambitious ones, don't value rest, healthy eating habits, and exercise until they break down. Let's not get to that level. Let's refer to the episode on how to plan 7 most important areas of life for good success. So we need to be intentional about it. If you are not intentional about, oh, no, I'm not going to eat all this unhealthy food again, and taking steps, you just be wishing and wishing until, God forbid, what you don't want happens. So let's be intentional about rest, healthy eating, and exercise. So what are the benefits of intentionality? What do I stand to gain if I'm intentional about my life, about all these aspects of life? Number one, others will also become intentional because of your intentionality. Meaning that other people will begin to do things without absent-mindedness, with intentionality, because you are also doing so. You know, in life, you influence people, whether you like it or not. Many people are actually watching you without knowing. So as you are doing it, others are also following you. They are looking at your example. I've seen severally when people I didn't know were watching me were actually watching me, and they were taking steps, trying to look at what I'm doing and doing it the same way without me knowing at all. So if you are absent-minded, your children will also be absent-minded. Many people around you will be absent-minded. But when you're intentional, oh, I want to succeed. I want to succeed in this spiritual aspect, in this physical aspect, in this business aspect, and you're intentional, others will also be intentional. What are the benefits? Number two, better results and excellence where you would have otherwise had mediocrity. You begin to see better results that 20 years ago you didn't see. But being intentional for 5 days may make a lot of difference in different areas of life. So let's know that there are better results and excellence when we are intentional. Number three, removal of doubts and confusion. When you are intentional, that means you are focused. All your attention is on what you are doing, and you are doing it with the whole of your heart. Then doubt and confusion will disappear, because that's all you are focusing on. What is doubt going to do there? It's going to disappear, and confusion is also going to leave. Then number four, of course, yes, it's almost the same thing. Greater focus with little or no distractions. If you have said, I'm intentional about this particular sin in my life, I won't commit it again. You will see that sin is weaker than what we think. Because if you are intentional that I'm not going to commit this sin again, you will pray, you will fast, and it will go. So we'll have greater focus with little or no distractions. Then number five, avoidance of regrets. There's also an episode on that, how to live a regret-free life. Let's listen to it. So when you're intentional, there are many regrets that will go. For example, if you are praying when you're supposed to pray about what you want to pray about intentionally, with the understanding that God is the only one who will grant you answers. Of course, you'll get your answers and you won't begin to regret that, oh, how I wish I prayed better. So how do I intentionally have good success? How do I intentionally have good success in that area of life? Number one, weigh the consequences. I can't emphasize this enough. I think if every child of God, or if every person in this world could weigh the consequences of their actions, we will actually have a better world. So weigh the consequences. There's a negative side to failing and doing the right thing. If you are losing souls, that's soul losing. Of course, if you're not winning souls, it is nothing but soul losing. So soul losing is failing to engage in soul winning. There's a consequence. Jesus said, any branch that does not bear fruit, he will cut it off so that it won't continue to enjoy the benefits of the vine. But it says everyone that bears fruit, he said he will refine it. He will refresh it so that it can bear more fruit. And he said that when you bear fruit, you can ask him anything and it will be granted to you. Of course, things in line with the will of God. So there's a consequence. What is the consequence of not winning souls? Being cut off from God and not enjoying the blessings of God. But when you look at that consequence and you don't want it, then you begin to engage in soul winning. Prayerlessness. What is the negative effect of prayerlessness? Attack of the enemy and being confused in life. Taking the wrong decision. But when you pray well, you ask God questions, you get answers. God is more willing to answer than you can ask questions. Just try with question, not long. After now, you see how fast God answers prayers. Stinginess, unhealthy lifestyle, ingratitude, sin. If you look at the consequences of these things and you don't want the consequences, just be intentional about your actions in doing the right thing. And I saw something recently while preparing for this. I don't know of one person in the entire Bible who was said to break down because of too much work. Why? They have times of rest, scheduled time of rest. Even Jesus himself, our Lord and Savior. In fact, they were in a boat. He was sleeping so soundly that there was a storm and he didn't even know about it. Meaning that Jesus was working super hard. In fact, it was so hard that at a particular point in time, he preached for almost like 3 days. That's when he fed the 5,000. He said, these people have been with me for about 3 days, and what do we feed them with? That means he was talking to them for like 3 days continuously. Maybe they will rest a bit, they will talk again, they will rest a bit, and they were not breaking down. So we weigh the consequences of what we are doing wrong and begin to become intentional about doing the right thing. Number two, how do I intentionally have good success? Decide to do the right thing. Plan and program yourself for good success. Number two is decide. When you know the consequences, look at the positive consequence, you look at the negative consequence, then decide to do the right thing. Decision is where it all starts. Then number three, intentionally take the first step. A lot of people, the reason they don't want to give their life to Christ is they feel, if I give my life to Christ now, I will come backside again tomorrow. So what's the point? No, take the first step. God will continue with the rest. Take the first step, no matter how small it takes. For an unbeliever, what's the first step? To become born again, to say the Lord's Prayer. I mean, yes, the prayer of salvation. That's it. And for you, who, you know, you're already born again and you want to succeed in business, what do you do? Take the first step. The first step is even to find out how they succeed in that aspect of business. When you take that first step, no matter how small it is, you have actually taken the first step. Then take the second step. Then go on until your steps now become a habit. That means everything becomes a habit. Before you know it, it just becomes normal. You are not intentional about every aspect of your life. And before you know it, when it's an habit, it's already an auto run and it runs by itself. Then number four, celebrate your progress. The Bible says we should not despise the days of small beginnings. Don't say, I'm working towards becoming a millionaire and all I have is 50 naira or $50 or 50 pounds, whatever they spend where you are. And you're now like, it's still far now. So what do I celebrate? No, somebody else wants to get to the level you are and they are not there yet. So celebrate. You want to start business, you got the first client. What do? Celebrate. Praise God. You and your family dance to God. Thank God that you even had one client, because if you remove one out of 1 million, it is no longer 1 million. So you already have one. No matter how inconsequential it looks, celebrate. Rejoice. The Bible is full of all kinds of celebrations. So God is a God of celebrations. So celebrate your progress and you will see how God has done great things for you. So let's look at a special case before we round up. A special case is the special case of prayer. We are talking about intentionality. We just want to talk about this. Very soon, we're going to dedicate one episode on prayer, and most likely it's going to be next week. So the special case of prayer is that you turn every distraction in the place of prayer into a prayer point. Every distraction, make sure it becomes a prayer point. For example, you are trying to pray for something serious, and something that you didn't plan to think about just comes up to your mind. What do? Quickly stop what you're doing. Turn it to prayer or write it down to list it as part of your prayer point and continue with your prayer. That will help you to become more intentional in your prayer life, because prayers only get answered by intentionality. The Bible says Elijah was a man of like passion and feelings like we are, but he prayed intentionally and he stopped the rain for about 2.5 years, and he prayed again and the rain began to fall. So when worries come to your mind in prayer, write them down, turn them to prayer points. Sometimes you have to quickly pray about that thing. One line, Father, this thing that is distracting me, take care of it in the name of Jesus. Then continue with what you are actually praying about before. Then take the position of seriousness. We are just looking at prayer as a special case of intentionality. Take the position of seriousness. Avoid sitting or kneeling down when you know you are very tired. It is the recipe for a quick sleep. You may sleep dirty tomorrow. So if you know you are very tired, why kneeling down? Why sitting down? Why not stand up and walk around? So those are options for being intentional about your prayer life. Then get scriptures that guarantee answers to prayers. Praying without supporting scriptures could be an exercise in futility. If you are praying, there is no scripture to support it, you may just be wasting time. You'll be shocked at how many Christians in the world waste time and think they are praying. They say, oh, I prayed and fasted for 20 days, for 30 days. But why do you think God can answer these prayers? God said, bring your strong reasons. Come, let us reason together. If you don't have the strong reasons, if you don't have the scriptures, why should God answer you? So pray with scriptures. And lastly, see God as the only one that must be revered and the only bus stop to your solution. The moment you still have alternatives, you cannot be intentional. Because as you are praying, you are thinking, okay, I have this uncle, I'll go and meet, you can give me money. You are not praying. But when you know God as the only source, if after praying, God now tells you to go and meet your uncle, fine. But when you are praying, you are intentional, you are looking at God as the only source. And I pray that as we become intentional in every area of our lives, we begin to see answers in the name of Jesus. And I pray again that God himself will help us to become more intentional so that we can see answers in every area of our lives in Jesus' name. Amen. Praise the Lord. It's time for us to contribute or to ask our questions about being intentional in life. Maybe you have a question, we can take it now, or you have a contribution.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Yes. Thank you very much for today's preaching. I really appreciate it and I'm blessed by it. About being intentional, what came to my mind was there's a time when you were preaching and you talked about how you pay your tithes and your offering immediately you get paid. And
yes.
When I heard that, I also said I'm going to try that out. And when I decided to do that, you know, you said something about when we are intentional about the amount we give, we'll know yes. that maybe we are giving lesser than we're supposed to give.
Yeah.
So I discovered that the offering I pay, and I realized that the offering I used to give is not commensurate with what I earn. When I now try to use percentage to separate it after separating my tithe, it made me realize that, how much I want to be giving an offering since all these days, it doesn't make sense. So this is really enlightening. And I believe that when I become more intentional with every other thing that you have said, that I'll see more results. Also, being intentional last week about what you said about programming, I realized a lot of difference, you know, in achieving some of the set goals that I had. But on Thursday, my HOC distorted my schedule. She gave me one assignment, so it distorted my schedule. And from that Thursday till yesterday, like, I didn't even get my programming right. I don't know, maybe because I dwelled on that stuff and all of that, maybe it just disrupted me. So I lost focus of that. And thank God for today again, you know, refocusing us to intentionality. Thank you so much.
Yeah, thanks so much. Let me just quickly add to that. When your plans are disrupted, so what you do next is just readjust. If you were supposed to end something by, let's say, 9 a.m. and somebody disrupted it and it's now 11, just continue from where it stopped and readjust. So that's it. Then maybe you now have to remove some less important things for that day while some very important things now take preeminence. Okay, thank you so much. Do you have any other question or contribution? Okay, so listen to the episode and you can send in your questions too. Okay, so I think we'll have to end it today again. We've taken some comments and I'm so glad that they're getting blessed. It's not what I'm putting down. These things are coming from the Holy Spirit. And if it comes from the Holy Spirit, then somebody must surely be blessed. I myself am getting blessed. I listen to every episode maybe once or twice, at least once, twice, three times sometimes. So we have to listen again and again to make sure we maximize the blessings. And I pray that as we listen, we will not miss our blessings and good success will be guaranteed in our lives in Jesus' name. Let's remember, God wants us to have good success. God said about Job, he said, "Have you seen my servant Job?" And who was Job? Job was the one that was the richest in the whole of the East. In the entire region where he was staying, he was super rich, super prosperous. He said the same thing about Abraham. And all these two people I mentioned, they were still holy, they were still righteous. So God wants us to have not just success, but good success in every area of life. good success that, you know, you're not breaking down in one area and having excellence in one area. No, all round success, that is good success. And as you are succeeding, others are getting happy. God is also rejoicing and boasting about you. That will be our portion from today, in Jesus' name. Amen. Praise God. Father, thank you for another wonderful episode, and thank you for blessing all of us again today. Be magnified in Jesus' name. And I pray that even as we join again next week, visit everyone. Empower us. The light of your word, the spirit of your word, let it enter into us to empower us to begin to do the right things in Jesus' name. Amen. See you next week, and continue to have good success. Stay blessed and bye.
TheGoodSuccess.com